JaVale McGee of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors throws out the first pitch in Oakland before the A's take on the Astros. But it's Houston starter Brad Peacock who has the best stuff on Monday night.
There's a swing and a miss. Got him swinging, his sixth strikeout of the night.
2-2. And Mariznick drives this one pretty deep to center field. Brugman is going back, looking up. See you later! A two-run home run for Jake Mariznick, and it's 2-0 Astros.
One out, two men on in a 2-0 game. That one hit into the gap in right center field. Springer cuts it off, throws it back in. One run scores, the throw to the plate, and he is
nice.
Out. What a relay.
That's impressive. That was special. Good catch and tag by Evan Gattis. Pinder's looking up like, where did that come from?
There's George Springer. Hit well to right center, going back, looking up, and that ball is gone. The Astros take a 3-1 lead.
Now it's Derek Fisher, and that's hit in the air. Going back on it is Joyce, and he will just watch that one go. And it's 4-1 Astros.
And that is your final from Oakland Coliseum. The Astros are now 47-24 on the year. That's the best record in the majors. George Springer, meanwhile, stays red hot. He has 11 home runs over his last 21 games. The Astros continue to look quite comfortable away from Minute Maid Park. Here's their manager, A.J. Hinch.
Peacock had a really good breaking ball tonight. He could throw it whenever he wanted to. He had plenty of fastball as well. And then really only had one inning where he ran into a little bit of traffic, a little bit of trouble. They put some good at-bats on him in his last inning, and then Will came in and bailed him out. So it's an excellent start by Peacock.
Springer's got 20 home runs now in 71 games. Is his spike in homers... is it a matter of just pitch selection? He's swinging at more strikes.
I think it's a more controlled swing for him. You know, he still has a tendency to swing hard and swing violently from time to time. But for the most part, he's pretty under control of his own at bats. He's a good guy, getting a good pitch to hit. He's very good at that, and he's not missing them. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark from foul pole to foul pole, which will help him. And in a night like tonight, at night, you go opposite field here. That's a really, really tall task. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things. He's a really good hitter, and he knows his pitches he can drive.
Is he stronger this year, do you think?
I don't know. I think he's obviously healthy. Last season was big for him to get over the injury bug from the last previous couple seasons. Takes great care of himself. He's probably a little stronger. He's a little more mature. He's got a little better swing path. I mean, there's so much that goes into, you know, producing these home runs, but he's really talented. You know, that's no secret.
AJ, you're good at home, but you're ridiculously good on the road. Is that, do you just say that's baseball, or is there anything to it?
You know, 12 months ago, I was asking why we were so terrible on the road and we were really good at home. So I think it's more coincidence. You know, this is the same core group of guys that struggled on the road before. So I obviously, you know, it's easy to say, hey, our best three hitters are at the top of our order, and they're, you know, they get to hit in the top of the first, but we don't win games in the top of the first. You can see we homered in the eighth and the ninth. So we're comfortable playing in any ballpark, and I think our success is coming. We've also gone on a tear on the road that separated our record a little bit, and we may do that at home, you know, in the coming days. You never know.
Do you gain a little bit of a swagger when you have that kind of?
We already have it. We don't really need the success to do it. We got great guys that know how to play, and we believe in ourselves. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We don't flaunt it or we don't have too much arrogance about us. But we like our team. We like our guys. We've got a nice little swagger going.
Mariznick said this gargantuan blast all of a sudden. I know. Where's that come from?
Maybe from Springer. I don't know. Maybe he's he's hitting the ball a long way, and you know, he can really hit to the middle of the field. I think his swing path is so much better this year using the middle of the field. Left center to center field, and you know, he's connected with his lower half and his upper half. He's putting up good at bats and really fighting for playing time. You know, the more he plays like this, the more he can bring on defense, and he's going to get more opportunities.
The relay this spring.
Yeah. So it starts with Springer. You know, I think him cutting the ball off and having an acrobatic throw, you know, off his back leg to get the ball in so quickly and get the ball to the middle infielder was key, and then Correa threw a strike. So it truly was a you know, the three of them had to work together seamlessly. There wasn't much room for error. When the ball was hit, I thought both guys were going to score. It's a little quick in the outfield now, but we fundamentally made the play.
Jake Marisnyk does damage, batting ninth in the Astros' order. He goes 1-for-3 with a two-run homer on Monday. His OPS for the year is 906.
I mean, he threw well. He left one over the plate for me, and I was able to put a good swing on it. But all in all, he threw the ball really well.
It was a monster home run, 440 feet. I don't know if you knew that just yet. Man, that was cold, and I think it was orange. Taste it. Back to your home run. It was your ninth of the season. That ties a season high for you. What's been the key? What adjustments have you made to send the ball to the ballpark?
It goes back to the offseason. Put a lot of time in the offseason, and that's kind of carrying over now. So feeling good. That's a great team win, and looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, y'all arrived really late last night, but it did not show today. Is that just what this team does?
Oh, yeah. You look up and down the innings there, and Correa with a big play to keep a run off the board. Fish and George with the big homers, and then Peacock. I mean, he was great today.
Brad Peacock has helped the Astros pitching staff as a reliever and now as a starter. He's 4-1 for the season with a 2.82 ERA.
Just, working off the fastball again. But Gaddy did a great job. I don't think I shook him off one time. But, just working off the fastball, throwing the slider for strikes, throwing it for balls when I needed to, and I felt great all around, for sure.
What's been the key to all these strikeouts over the six-game stretch? That's pretty crazy numbers.
I don't know. I really don't. I'm just, that slider is huge for me with working it off the two-seamer. So, I think that's the key, but I'm really not trying to strike anybody out. I'm just trying to make pitches and try to go deep in the game. But
what's the thought as Lowry's ball is heading to the gap in right center for you on the mound? I know they had first and second, the tying run on first. What's your thought there as you're seeing the ball go there at that time?
Springer did a great job hustling over for that thing, and throw to Carlos, and he gunned him out of the play. That was a huge part of the game right there, and they did a great job for sure.
As a pitcher, just to see the defense make such a big play, knowing that that tying run's moments away, or if it's not perfect, he's scoring, and that's a tie game. Just what's it like watching that and knowing these guys are doing?
Right when I saw it out of Carlos's hand, I knew it was going to be a good throw, and he's got a cannon. So that was just a lot of fun to watch, and I appreciate them for that for sure.
They're just a different family. They're good no matter where you guys are, but is there a different feeling right now when you guys are on top? Or just a feeling
just confidence. I mean, we have a good group of guys here. We all have fun, and I think that's the most key part is we're just having fun out there, and whatever happens, happens for sure.
The Astros look to make it two in a row at the Coliseum on Tuesday night when Francis Martes makes the start.